This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Victoria is on measles alert as of last week. Many people have been exposed to the virus between Saturday, March 3rd and Wednesday, March 7th in a large number of city and rural locations. Dean Arcuri spoke to Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Brett Sutton about the alert and why people need to be vaccinated.
Measles is a highly infectious viral disease that can cause serious illness, particularly in very young children and adults. People can develop pneumonia and other serious complications from the disease and often need to be hospitalised. As of last week, Victoria is on a measles alert, with concerns that many people may have been exposed to the virus between Saturday, March 3rd and Wednesday, March 7th in a large number of city and rural locations. With one instance involving the Melbourne CBD, local tourist attractions and travelling down the Great Ocean Road, and another from a flight to Kuala Lumpur into Melbourne on Air Asia flight D7214, the Department of Health and Human Services has begun to alert people of symptoms to prevent the spread of measles. Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Brett Sutton explains.
There are two adults who both travelled internationally and come into Melbourne in recent weeks. One case was infectious March 3 to 6, and another case was infectious and was at Tullamarine Airport on March the 7th. So the first case, we provided details about a long list of places that they'd been, but it included a backpackers and in Melbourne CBD and some places in St Kilda, but then a long trip down the Great Ocean Road. We've done a lot of chasing up of those individuals, but obviously we're just still trying to get the message out that if people can review that list in those days, if they haven't had a vaccine against measles, if they know they haven't had one, or if they aren't sure, they need to be aware of the symptoms of measles that might arise.
The illness usually begins with common cold symptoms such as a runny nose, red eyes and a cough, followed by a fever and a rash. From Saturday, March 3rd until Wednesday, March 7th, the locations include the Flinders Street Backpackers at Elizabeth Street, Flinders Street Station, St Kilda Beach and Tram Route 16 and 96 to and from St Kilda Beach. The McDonald's on Elizabeth Street and Coles Central at the corner of Flinders and Elizabeth, Phillip Island, Nobby's Visitor Centre Cafe, and the Westpac Bank in Elizabeth Street and the Medicare office in Bourke Street. Multiple sites along the Great Ocean Road are also included between Geelong and Warrnambool. Measles have an incubation period of up to 18 days, so those at risk of measles who visited any of these locations might show symptoms up until March 21st.
It's a super infectious virus, really the most infectious virus there is, and it means that anyone who's not immunised and comes within cooee of someone who's got measles is really at risk of contracting it. For a lot of people, it can be a significant illness, so a third of kids need to be hospitalised, and a lot of adults get hospitalised as well, and you can get a significant pneumonia as a complication of measles. And, you know, there are some rare but very serious consequences as well, including inflammation of the brain, and, you know, 1 in 1,000, 1 in 2,000 people in developed countries will die from measles.
The characteristic measles rash usually begins 3 to 7 days after the first symptoms. Anyone developing symptoms is advised to ring ahead to their general practitioner or hospital first and tell them that they may have measles so that appropriate steps can be taken to avoid contact with other patients.
Look, it really applies to anyone who's not immunised. Our vaccination coverage for kids under 5 or 5 and below is excellent, so we don't see a lot of cases in children at all because of that high vaccination coverage. But for people from their mid-20s really to early 50s might not have received a vaccine as a child, or they might have only had one vaccine, whereas kids coming through now will get 2 doses, and one vaccine doesn't give you as much protection. So really, for people 26 to 52, we especially try and let them know that they're potentially vulnerable to contracting measles because they're not fully protected.
The disease is now uncommon in Australia because of the widespread use of the measles vaccine. It's important to continue immunising children because of the risk that infection can be brought in by travellers arriving from overseas. The measles vaccine is currently recommended on the National Immunisation Program at 12 months and again at 18 months. Immunisation is the best protection against measles.
If we're in our 20s, 30s, 40s, we should kind of assume that we probably only got one and may have got none. For a lot of women who get tested during pregnancy, they'll find out their status. But if you're unsure, there are two things you can do. If you want to avoid a vaccination that's unnecessary, you could go and get tested to see if you're immune. But really, there is absolutely no harm, especially if you've only had one dose, to get a second dose, because that will give you the reassurance of lifetime protection. So you can just go and get an MMR shot and be happy that you're protected against measles and mumps and rubella, for that matter, for life.
As I was discussing this with Dr. Sutton, it dawned on me that I don't remember the last time I got vaccinated against measles. Was it when I was at school? Did I get vaccinated while I was at work? You know, how is this something I can't remember? Is there a record somewhere of all of my immunizations? If I'm this concerned, is there a problem with me getting another vaccination?
They're relatively rare occurrences in Australia, but because of that infectiousness and because of the seriousness of the illness, we do put out these calls for people to have an awareness of it. We get a few dozen cases each year. They're all related to international travel in one way or another. But we like people to be aware, because we certainly wouldn't want someone walking about not knowing that they might have measles and going to a GP or emergency department or on crowded public transport where they're spreading to a whole bunch of other vulnerable people, and we end up with a whole sequence of cases. We often get on top of it because we can chase individuals up, but we do need the kind of awareness of symptoms and awareness of the fact that there's been a recent case for people to make sure that they're presenting and protecting others by calling ahead to their GP or ED and getting a mask put on themselves before they go into the waiting room.
Most people over the age of 52 will have been exposed to measles in their childhood and therefore will be protected. And with only two other cases detected, is this really something we need to be concerned about?
Yeah, I think especially for the first case, because that individual did walk around for 3 days without an awareness of measles, and, you know, backpackers will have a lot of people in that vulnerable age group. For the plane, we do have some mechanisms, obviously, to try and contact them all individually. When we get a passenger list, we can email them en masse and hopefully let them know that they might be presenting with symptoms. But certainly for that first case, for all of the Great Ocean Road and Melbourne CBD and St Kilda, you know, there are a lot of potentially exposed individuals, and a number of those, I think, will be vulnerable to measles and are therefore, you know, at risk of developing it, and we need them to be aware that it might be measles.
But where these two cases of measles are concerned involve the Melbourne CBD and the airport. Is that why we're on alert? Because there's a possibility that many people could be developing symptoms? Or is it just precautionary? With a backpacker's airport and tourist destination involved, what does this mean for people holidaying in Australia? Can they get a measles vaccine?
They are too late to be protected from measles if they've been exposed on those dates, but they may still be presenting with symptoms of measles from now, really, for the next week. So, you know, it's worthwhile, if they miss out on measles this time, to think about getting immunised down the track, and you can pick it up at your GP anywhere in Victoria. It's not a free vaccine, so you'll have to pay for it, but it's one of those things that really needs to be considered like a travel vaccine. It'll protect you here, it'll protect you in a lot of places regionally that are, you know, at much higher risk of measles, and this is what's happened with these two cases, that some individuals have come through Southeast Asia and lots of measles circulating there normally. So for that holiday to Bali, holiday to Thailand or the Philippines, you need to think about measles vaccine as a travel vaccine.
Remember, measles is a very contagious illness that causes a skin rash and a fever. Measles can cause serious, sometimes fatal complications, including pneumonia and encephalitis. Measles is rare in Australia because of the widespread use of the measles vaccine, but vaccination is important because people keep coming from overseas and carrying the virus. Remember, immunisation is the best protection against measles.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Brett Sutton, regarding being on a measles alert. Places you can get help if you think you are showing symptoms are your doctor or an emergency department. We have a link to all this information on our social media, or check out betterhealth.vic.gov.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.